Our minimum purchase. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Ends 8/5, limit of 3. Minimum purchase before tax. In store only.
So what'd you guys talk about yesterday when I wasn't here?
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
This guy here is dead.
That's football.
Now that's football. We'll get to that in a little bit. Welcome in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight on 106.3 FM. The South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym frequency. It is KGYM. Check out the website, kgymradio.com. Vote in our poll question today. It has to do with the Northern Iowa football team. It was media day today in Cedar Falls. Will the Panthers make the FCS playoffs? Yes or no? That's the poll question brought to you by our good friends at Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. We'll talk Panther football with Dargan Southard of the Iowa City Press Citizen coming up at 6:35 tonight. 6 o'clock showdown on tap as well. We've got some Iowa basketball to discuss today. Fran McCaffrey and the players meeting with members of the media as they get ready to kick off their European tour. Fran, I know you're going to have a hard time believing this, but Fran McCaffrey went a little overboard in discussing some of the players and their virtues today.
Who did he compare
everybody.
To Charles Barkley?
I was just going to say. I thought you were going to say, who did he hype up? And I was going to say everybody. But needless to say, it sounds like the Hawkeyes are raring to go on this trip coming up later this month, and we'll talk a little bit about that and some of the news, not a ton of it, but there was a little bit of it coming out of Iowa City today with regard to the basketball program. We're going to have a baseball discussion at 5 o'clock tonight with regard to a statistic and whether or not it's still relevant in this day and age, and we're not exactly breaking any ground here. But last night's Cubs game may have finally won me over to the side of the argument that says the win is outdated. Chris Hassel, formerly of ESPN, gave me the inspiration for a topic that we're going to get to at the bottom of the hour today as well. So I want to go ahead and I feel like we should have some sort of warning that we air ahead of time, but we've got a policy here about playing certain sounds and noises and getting people all worked up. But I feel as if there has to be some way that we warn everybody in the stick to sports camp that we're not going to stick to sports. So the warning is that at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about a subject that doesn't stick to sports. That's about as close as we can get here. Everything else is don't do this because it, and I agree with all, you know, it all makes sense. Rules. Can't live with them? Yeah, no, actually we can live with them. My favorite is, what did you guys talk about yesterday when I wasn't here? Because when I'm not here, and this may sound terrible of me to say, but when I'm not here, listening to the show in my absence is the last thing on my mind.
It's okay, Todd, because when I'm not here, it's the same thing, and I'm pretty sure
which is ironic because when you're not here, we talk about Memphis football 24/7. When you're not here, we just Memphis football, Cardinals baseball,
nice.
and Hy-Vee
I'm sure
Chinese.
People love that.
Did you get the coupon?
Oh, I saw it, and I knew exactly where it was coming from.
That's not a troll job, by the way.
I know.
The coupons come in the mail every week, and one of them happened to be Chinese food this week, and I thought, well, I'm not going to use this. I'll give it to somebody who is.
We
talked a little Ference.
We talked about Ference, and did you see Scott Dochterman's piece in the Land of Ten? I think it was audio or a statement from Kirk Ference from Media Days where Scott asked him if he thought that preseason football should come to the college ranks. and he said he was all for it. And
good God.
You would be surprised how many people on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line and how many people called in, and even myself.
And said no.
They liked the idea.
Oh, God.
They really liked the idea.
Remember when the Iowa basketball team lost to Augustana like 3 seasons ago?
Yes.
And everybody melted down. Can you imagine what would happen if the Iowa football team played an exhibition game or a preseason game against a team from, well, I mean, they've done it in the regular season. North Dakota State last year, they lost and everybody melted down. But a preseason game against a lower level opponent and they were to lose, it would be the end of the world. That's the last thing that I want to see. And I say that knowing that there's something else that I don't want to see either, because I was seeing on Twitter somebody, and I think it was John Rothstein of CBS Sports, was talking about how great it is that Oklahoma's men's basketball practices are all open to the public. And I thought, okay, that's the last thing that I want to see. Open practices, basketball, football, where then you got to go worry about being there every single day and covering it from that aspect. No, thank you. So you guys covered everything, and there were probably a ton of people. I don't even want to look at the text line, because
I'm sure
there are. Well,
4222 is already complaining that we talked too much about the Cardinals, but we talked for the first half hour about
Yachty
taking shots at Mike Matheny, and we had a lot of people texting in. And so we kept talking about it. I was going to cut it off, but
of course you did, because when I'm not here, I think Cardinals fans feel that they're not allowed a voice when I'm here, which is the furthest thing from the truth. If you want to talk about the Cardinals, I'll talk about the Cardinals. But they haven't, and this is not a dig on the Cardinals, they haven't really been relevant very much this season. So you tend to talk about things that are relevant, and I say that knowing full well that we're going to step away from sports coming up at the bottom of the hour. But I do want to get to this, partly because some people that I know were entertained by this. And that's what was referenced in the open of the program today about the passing of Kirk Ferentz. It was just his birthday yesterday. I think he's 62 now. Big Ten Media Day is never that late. I was going to say, one of these years, Big Ten Media Day is going to fall on his birthday, and we'll have to do some sort of big shindig for him in Chicago. But this has made the rounds today, and maybe you saw this, maybe you didn't, and if there's people freaking out right now that Kirk Ferentz is dead, he's not dead. I want to, like, can you imagine, like, the power goes out on somebody's radio, or they turn the car off at that exact moment? Turn it back on! Turn your radio back on! I should also mention that we found out in Chicago that Kirk occasionally listens to the program, so perhaps this is one of the days where I've got my fingers crossed that he's not listening. But, and I felt really bad for this, but, and I worked there for 5 years. I don't want to bag on the Daily Iowan, because everybody makes mistakes. I think this is funny, but nobody that works in the newspaper industry would think this is all that funny. But today, it made it into print in the obituary for William Levitt, who was an 87-year-old businessman who was responsible for helping to bring Wells Fargo to the state of Iowa. And the Daily Iowan ran a mugshot that was supposed to be 87-year-old William Levitt, and it was the head coach of the Iowa football team.
It was Kirk Ferentz.
And so naturally, and it was the first thing I walked in the door today, and I'm getting summoned into the principal's office, and I'm thinking, what did I do now?
I got summoned as well.
And because believe it or not, it happens more than you would believe. How much time did you spend in the principal's office when you were a kid? Did you ever have to do detention?
Yes, I actually got suspended one time.
Oh, in school or out of school?
Out of school and in
school.
Whoa,
okay, well, hold on. What'd you do?
So...
No, let me guess. Selling drugs.
No.
No?
I was
okay. All right.
Wow, that's where your mind
went
right away.
No,
nice.
not like low-level stuff. I've got you pictured like high-end Oxy and prescription drugs or something.
Wow. All right, well...
From an entrepreneurial standpoint, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
In fifth grade,
making money.
That's what I was doing.
Ooh, you got in fifth grade?
Well, fifth grade, I got suspended out of school because I flipped a desk.
Ho, ho, ho! Okay, hold on. Got to hear the story.
Well, there was not much to it. There were
anger?
Some kids. Yes, there
okay.
were some kids talking some crap.
Oh, yeah. Well, watch out.
They were talking.
Hey, Kyle, don't upset him. Do not upset him because I don't
a bunch
want him
of stuff.
I don't want Alex hulking out in the studio.
And yeah, the desk is.
You're
the
like
thing
the
that
most
went.
Mild-mannered guy that I know.
I know
you flipped out and you tossed a desk.
I wouldn't say. Flipped, I just sort of nudged it over, and the story got changed several times. I remember former classmates, like years later, talking about it. They're like, yeah, you flipped that thing like 6 feet in the air. I was like, no, that never happened. But I pushed the desk over in anger and got out-of-school suspension. And then the in-school suspension, I said a bad word.
You got it. You got in-school suspension for saying a bad word?
Yeah, this would have been in like seventh grade, so okay. the F word.
Yeah, okay.
Did you ever get a detention or out-of-school suspension?
Never. I don't think I ever had detention, but I did get... I had to serve an in-school suspension day one time for my role in a... I don't even want to call it a fight.
A food fight?
But no.
Throwing stuff at...
Oh, okay. It was... There were words exchanged, and I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I may or may not have been an instigator. And it was, there were three of us involved in this, and I ran my mouth. Which is, I know, very difficult for somebody to believe. And it led to a physical altercation in which somebody was defending themselves, and they sort of tried to push the other person aside, and they wound up hitting their head on a desk. And so it was like that. Then that got flipped into the person got thrown into a table like it was a WWF wrestling match or something. And so I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, you're in school suspension with all of the wonderful people that are normal, like the people that are in there so often that they have like their own desk.
The kids they have who the nameplate
the
there.
Kids who never take their books back to their lockers because they basically live in that room. And at the end of the day, you get the, well, I hope you learned your lesson lecture. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, you know what? Today actually wasn't that bad because I just got to sit here and I got to do my work and I didn't get distracted and I got my work done and I read a book.
It is pretty boring.
It's yeah, well.
There was this, I promise this is the last story, but there was
why do I have a feeling this segment is going to come up on Checking In with the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Doug and Daddy tomorrow? We saw a license plate that said Hawk Daddy.
Hawk Daddy.
Today, and my response to you was,
where's Hawk Doug?
Where's Hawk Doug? Podcast, if it's inside jokes. From Big Ten Media Day. Check out the podcast, KGYMradio.com.
No, I was just going to say that in seventh grade, I went to one of the worst middle schools ever. The principals there were just awful. They didn't understand. I was shocked that they were even in the business. Actually, I think they're still there. So I shouldn't say this too loud.
Don Denkinger Middle School.
Don Denkinger Middle School. Well, I got stabbed in the back with a pencil.
Okay.
With a piece of
actual lead pencil
lodged in my back. And the kid who did it, his mom worked at the school. So the principal said, oh, well, we can't prove that he did it. But since you swore at him after he stabbed you
was
in the back.
Was that the F-bomb?
With the pencil. No, this was a separate incident. Okay. You guys are both going to get 2 hours of detention. Yep. I got stabbed in the back with a pencil and got the same punishment as the person who stabbed me in the back.
Your best and at least PG-13 detention stories, 319-366-1600. In school are always, in my opinion, better than out of school. I don't know. In school, I don't know. There's just something about, you got in school and detention? Oh, wow. You get suspended and sent home. Yeah, okay. Kind of run of the mill. But in school, I don't know about that. So anyway, to circle back to the article that wound up making its way into print that had the mugshot of Kirk Ferentz in the obituary for the businessmen. Like, that sucks. Like, nobody wants to make mistakes.
No.
And at least if you're going to make a mistake, people can find a way to laugh at it. And some people here in the building today thought that that was very humorous, to the point where they wanted us to send flowers to Mary Ferentz and condolences to the family.
That's just distasteful.
And well, no, I mean, if he actually had passed away, it would be standard procedure. And so I know how it happened, but it's boring and nobody wants to hear the explanation. The explanation is newspaper design people have a library of graphics and things. And so when you need a standard mugshot, instead of drawing the box every time, you pull from the archive the mugshot. And so when they're laying out the newspaper, every time they use a mugshot, they pull from the archive. And I'm assuming that the standard mugshot is Kirk Ferentz. And then they replace the image inside that box with the picture of the 87-year-old.
And so they forgot to replace the image.
And they forgot to replace it. So accidents happen. Now, we actually did lose a giant of the football coaching industry.
We did.
In Ara Parseghian. And look, led Notre Dame to two national championships in 1966 and 1973. But I think more notably than that, there's an entire generation of Big Ten fans that probably, well, more, maybe more than that. Maybe a couple generations of Big Ten fans that wouldn't believe that somebody led Northwestern to a number one ranking in an Associated Press poll, but they were number one in the AP in 1962. Parseghian was in Evanston before he went to Notre Dame, spent 11 years at Notre Dame, as we mentioned, winning the two national titles. And then I knew him because he had retired before I was born, but I knew him from his days on CBS. I think he started at ABC as a commentator and then came to CBS in the early 80s. But he did TV games growing up, 94 years old. And for the longest time, and I don't know whether I want to admit this or not, but there's always like that one person, every time that you saw their name, the first thing that you think of is, oh, I thought that person was dead already. This is terrible of me to say, but every time I saw his name and a reference to him being alive, my reaction was, Ara Parseghian is still alive? I thought he died like 15 years ago. Well, he died yesterday at the age of 94. Sad story.
I can't go straight from somebody dying back into in school and out of school suspension.
This is going to be,
there are several of
this
them.
Is going to be fantastic for the Stick to Sports crowd, because this is basically going to roll over into the bottom of the hour.
6402. I got stabbed in the hand with a fork cafeteria for trying to take some kid's burrito.
Who was that? 6402?
Yes.
So you got stabbed in the hand for trying to take somebody's burrito and you had to go to detention.
Well, I don't think that's a detention story. That's just somebody getting stabbed. Because I got stabbed in the back. That's just another middle school, elementary school stabbing story.
6779 had a little bit of a flatulence issue. So they got an out-of-school suspension. You can suspend a kid for farting too much? I find that very hard to believe. Same school gave me detention for not eating my peas, hence why I continued to fart. Thank you, 67.
Jason in North Liberty. I got hit in the face by a trombone case in junior high.
Jason, who gets a free entry, or I should say automatic entry, into our fantasy football league this year, if he so chooses to defend his... Well, it's not the title, because
this will be his third year in a row in the league.
The APC won the league, but the APC is dead, just like Ara Parseghian and 87-year-old Kirk Ferentz. He doesn't, and that's the other thing. He's not an 80s. Like if you're looking at the page, you're proofing it, and you're going, the story's about an 87-year-old guy.
This guy's not 87.
But people, I found this. I know this all too well from working in the newspaper industry. But 98% of the people who work on a copy desk, and they do still have them nowadays, although they've been slashed to the bone because people don't think that they're important, and they desperately are, because there are a lot of great writers out there, and almost none of them can write perfectly. Bad grammar, bad spelling, bad syntax, all of that stuff, and it's the copy desk that cleans it all up. But they get tossed overboard and mistakes happen. My experience is that 98% of the people who work a copy desk in a newspaper don't know a darn thing about sports. So you could tell them, you could make any sort of mistake, and their response is, well, you're the sports person. Mm. We just figured you knew what you were talking about. Yeah. Mm.
So they don't have editors or anything just for the sake of sports, unless you're...
There's like a sports editor, but you've got other people who
lay out the pages.
Gotcha. And all of that good stuff. And Kirk Ferentz's mugshot got attached to an obituary for an 87-year-old gentleman, William Levitt.
And I, like you said, I hesitate to try to throw somebody under the bus.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah, we all make mistakes, and it's kids. They're learning.
Jeff Joniak.
They're in school.
Iowa State alum Jeff Joniak is filling in for Pat Hughes on the Cubs broadcasts recently, and was on the game last night during the Diamondbacks game, and as going to get dinner last night and listening to the game, and he repeatedly referred to Patrick Corbin, who was the starting pitcher for the Diamondbacks, who some people may remember as a former member of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, but he kept calling him Patrick Cohen. And who knows? He might know somebody named Patrick Cohen, and in the back of his head, he's triggering the name of the person that he knows, and he's not figuring it out. And to everybody else, it's annoying. No one goes into something, I'm going to make mistakes on purpose. I'm going to purposely suck at my job. Nobody does that. And I felt bad because, well, it's the Daily Iowan, and I worked there for 5 years, and they're kids, and no one wants to bag on kids for making a mistake. But at the same time, it was kind of fun.
It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
And it was football related. See, there you go. Just don't let me say it's Thursday. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
4:27, we'll take a quick break here on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show. When we come back, Kyle Mann's going to have your first big board update of the day. We got some Iowa women's basketball news for you. Back with more after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Everyone is invited to the Fight with Flash Charity Golf Classic After Party on August 25th at Brown Deer Golf Club. Tickets are $22 and include dinner, live music, and a silent and live auction. Proceeds will benefit the AYA Cancer Program at the U of I Children's Hospital.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. And with their new bank house in Amana, it's easier than ever to work with a bank that's wherever you need them to be. Both locations have the latest things like e-banking and mobile deposit, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan. And that hasn't changed a bit. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Bank House is a division of Fairfax State Savings Bank.
The Colonels have fireworks sponsored by Bank of the West this Friday night. But that's not the only firepower we have in store for our fans. It's also Superhero Night. See Captain America, Batgirl, Black Widow, The Flash, and Hawkeye at the game. And the first 1,000 fans receive a superhero hat sponsored by Electronics Engineering. Visit Colonels.com for more information or to order tickets.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Oh, the detention and suspension stories continue to come in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. Let's send it over to Kyle. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day.
The Iowa women's basketball team got a commitment today from a familiar name, that being Iowa City West forward Logan Cook. She averaged 15 points and 6 rebounds as a junior last season and will continue a Cook legacy in Iowa City. Her father, Marv, was a tight end at Iowa under Hayden Fry, and brother, Drew, will be a redshirt sophomore on the football team. Former Linmar Lion and North Carolina Tar Heel Marcus Page struck a deal today with the Charlotte Hornets on a two-way contract. The two-way contract concept is new to the NBA and allows the Hornets to hold Page's rights while he plays primarily for their G League affiliate in Greensboro, but also gives them the freedom to use him on the NBA squad for up to 45 days. The Colonels beat the Clinton Lumber Kings last night 8-7 in 11 innings. With Travis Blankenhorn at the plate, a passed ball allowed Joe Cronin to score the walk-off run from third. They also made another move today, bringing in infielder Jordan Gore from Elizabethton, who trades places with George Munoz as he returns to Elizabethton after a short stint in Cedar Rapids. They'll open a three-game series with the Kane County Cougars today with Evan Sanders on the mound opposite Sam McWilliams, and first pitch set for 6:35. The UNI football team held their media day this afternoon, and we'll hear all about that when Dargan Southard joins us in Hour 3, also at 6:35. The Twins are playing an afternoon game today with the Padres. They lead 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh, but that'll be done by the time our show's over, so you can keep it here and enjoy some good old-fashioned ESPN programming.
You love good old-fashioned programming.
Love good old-fashioned.
You should work at a Cracker Barrel. More of the Todd Brommelkamp show after this.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions. App.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown on the baseball scoreboard today. One final, the Blue Jays beat the White Sox in Chicago 5-1. Home runs for Josh Donaldson and Steve Pierce. A rain delay in New York at Yankee Stadium in the eighth inning with the Tigers leading the Yankees 2-0. Seventh inning in San Diego, the Twins lead the Padres 5-2. Indians and Red Sox from Boston. Our coverage starts at 6:30 Eastern here on ESPN Radio. The game also on ESPN. Nationals right-hander Max Scherzer says he'll see a chiropractor this week. Scherzer left his start last night in the second inning with a sore neck. The team hasn't decided yet if he'll make his next start. Former Buccaneers head coach and ESPN NFL analyst John Gruden says he's not planning to coach again anytime soon, although he has met with several teams over the years. Gruden led the Buccaneers to a win in Super Bowl 37. Eagles wideout Alshon Jeffrey missed practice today with a shoulder injury. Jaguars rookie running back Itavius Mathers is out of the hospital today after suffering a neck injury during Tuesday's practice.
Brought to you by JCPenney. Guys, get to JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99 or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
For over 30 years, IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs. Learn more at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
Hey boss, is our computer network up and running yet?
No, they're still working on it.
It's been over 2 days. How much longer is it going
to
be?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be working fine, so I didn't think we needed to do anything. Then, when we lost all our files to that virus, I called some guy and he said our virus protection and backups weren't working correctly. He's still trying to get our files back.
I told you we needed to call IT Solutions before we had a problem.
I know.
The office where my brother works uses IT Solutions, and they aren't having any problems. My sister's business had a virus slip through, but they had all their files back in 30 minutes.
I wish that was us.
Well, since we can't get any work done around here, go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com now.
IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs for over 30 years. Learn more at ineedmycomputerstowork.com before it's too late.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
With Ports and Construction, the project superintendent on the site. We're doing the North Liberty Water Treatment Plant, which is a new plant to serve the supplies of the growing community. It's also going to offer training space for the city. The first phase should cover approximately 10 years for the city. Then expansion would be needed as the community grows. It's roughly a 17,000 square foot building. We have a 750,000 gallon storage tank that will go with the building. The benefit of the plant is the nanofiltration, which removes impurities from the city's water, and it'll produce a high quality water. And our final completion is 8/15 of 2018.
There's so much work being done in the corridor that KGYM wants to recognize the record amount of construction taking place in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. Today, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn was on site at the water treatment plant in North Liberty. The workers on site were treated to some great food, drink, and prizes, which were given to us by our sponsors, who we want to thank. Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Chick-fil-A Lindale, Acme Tools, Mediacom, Dr. Pepper, the Cedar Rapids Cardinals, 7G Distributing, Star Equipment, Red Wing Shoes, Airgas, and of course KGYM Radio. To find out where we're going to be next for Lunchbox Heroes and for more updates, visit our website at kgymradio.com.
Welcome back. It's 4:36, the Todd Brommelkamp Show, making its way to 7 o'clock tonight. We'll talk a little UNI Panther football with Dargan Southard of the Iowa City Press-Citizen. He was in Cedar Falls earlier today for Panther Media Day. Mark Farley introducing all of, well, not actually introducing, but having his new staff introduce themselves. They've got a lot of new faces there in Cedar Falls, and sort of like the first day of school, going around, okay, introduce yourself.
Tell
and
us something about yourself.
Something about your position.
What's your hobby?
I was never a fan of that.
I actually like that.
Like, especially like the college years, although not every class did that, but for some reason, I remember rhetoric, which is a requirement, and pretty much everybody takes rhetoric at the University of Iowa. And I remember standing up and being like, I don't really want to do this. College is supposed to be a fresh start.
What was the fun fact that you gave the class?
You know what? I couldn't tell you. I may or may not have made something up on the spot. Yeah. Yesterday, I got my hair cut. I had a day off yesterday. It always amazes me every time that I'm not on the air. At least one person will think that I either got fired or got suspended. And no, believe it or not, we actually get these things called vacation days. And I take them from time to time. Not enough, not as often as I would like or as I should, but yesterday was one of those days where I thought, okay, I'll take some time off, get some things done. One of them is a haircut. And inevitably, it will always come up, and I think we've talked about this on the air before, and I say we. I've talked about it here on one of the afternoon programs which I've been a part of, but the question will get asked, if you've got a particularly chatty stylist, I guess that, you know, I'm used to going to a barber.
I remember this discussion. But, I know where you're going.
Yeah, a stylist. And they always want to know why you're there. What are you doing today?
Do you not work? Are you?
I'm getting a haircut. And so I don't like lying. I don't like people who lie. But yesterday, I'm getting my haircut, and she asks what I do for a living. And without missing a beat, what's the most boring answer that you can give somebody when they ask you what you do for a living? Because you tell them, maybe you don't have the same experience that I do, but you tell them...
Sales.
Well, I'm a... there you go. So rather than...
Because that could be anything.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily ashamed of doing this for a living, but it's just, it's hard to explain. And then, oh, you work for ESPN? No.
No.
I don't work for ESPN. And so, yeah, she says, what do you do? And I have sales. And then I'm thinking, as she's clipping away, oh, God, what if her next question is, what do you sell? Where do you work? What do you sell? And I'm thinking, don't ask a follow-up. Don't ask a follow-up, because then I'm in full Costanza. Import, export.
Art Vandelay.
Just, yeah, yeah, import, export, and just a lot of stuff. Luckily for me, she didn't go down that road. And I don't even know why are we talking about that? Well, because the first half hour was talking about in-school detention and suspensions.
Should we get to these stories on the text line? Because there are some good ones.
I'm torn between that and my Twitter timeline right now, which is being overtaken by really bad baseball cards, which was a discussion that I was in separate earlier today of the guys that Topps labeled as future stars who never even really enjoyed time in the big leagues all that much, let alone became stars. But that's neither here nor there. Well, you mentioned lots of Iowa basketball talk to come today. Fran McCaffrey had immediate availability. Some of the players talked as well. We'll talk a little football. We'll talk baseball. Cubs with a huge win over the Diamondbacks last night. You wouldn't have known Arizona had the better record the way that the Cubs played. And John Lester was tremendous. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about what John Lester did and didn't get last night in that Cubs victory. Little bit of basketball news to pass along from the women's front. Kyle mentioned the Logan Cook commitment on his first big board update of the day, but Lisa Bluter had a couple staff changes to announce today, and I think women's basketball fans will recognize both names, but Catherine Reynolds is going to be the new director of operations for the Hawkeyes, and that's because Abby Emmert, who's now Abby Emmert Stamp, now that she's married, is the new director of player development for the women's basketball program. So a couple former Hawkeyes remaining on Lisa Bluter's staff. They're always nice to see. So we warned you when the program started tonight that we were not going to stick to sports at the bottom of the hour. And there was another segment, and we may or may not get to it today, but I do feel the need, and don't say the need for speed. Just don't say that out loud. I do feel the need to get to some of these stories from the text line because we solicited them, and now I feel the need to share these.
BJ, we got to start
BJ
with that
and
one.
Marion. I've got to look.
Oh, no.
BJ and Marion needs to show his work on this one. So what I want BJ to do is I want BJ
what did
to
you
call
do,
us.
BJ?
366-1600. Kyle, I want you to hold a line open. That's a joke because they're all open right now, but I want BJ and Marion to call right now if he can and tell the story on the air. BJ says he got suspended for making a nun cry. That's a story that needs to be told on the air. I can't, anything that you text, I can't do justice to that. Josh says, I once got a detention for my response to a fun fact about me at a school assembly. See, that kind of needs...
That also needs explanation.
You're giving me pork cutlets here, folks, and what I need you to do is I need you to pound them out into a tenderloin, okay? I need you to do the work here for me because I can't do these justice. Please tell me BJ's got a little girl, and he's probably too busy to call in, but I got to know the story behind making a nun cry. I walked out of class one time.
Did you get suspended?
No, I just had to have a meeting.
How young were you?
I'm 37 years old, and I've spent the majority of my life getting called into meetings where you walk in and you think that you're going to be talking about one thing, and you realize, oh, it's one of those meetings. But that one I knew. I was like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what this meeting is about. Well, a friend of mine and our German teacher in high school, Mrs. Deutmeier, were going back and forth, and I stood up for my friend, and she got kicked out of class, and I said, well, if you're going to kick her out, then I'm going to. I didn't want to be in there anymore. And so she had just gotten done pushing the button to call the office, and she pushed in. And Todd Bromelkamp is on his way down to the office also. And I get to the office, they go, she kicked you out. And I go, no, she didn't kick me out. I walked out. I left. And shortly after that, I wasn't taking German anymore. Auf Wiedersehen. 319-366-1600. We got him. Okay, BJ and Marion is on the phone. BJ, how did you make a nun cry?
Well, it was like I was in second grade or something like that. And she asked me to do something, and I was eating lunch. And as a fat person, you don't tell me to do something while I'm eating lunch.
Okay, I'm so yep. This needs to be explained here for people who don't know BJ. BJ, like myself, we're big guys. Yeah. So if you don't know who BJ and Marion is, BJ's a big guy. That's why. Okay, there we go. So you're a fat kid
I'm
in second grade,
probably at this time. And I just throw my sandwich at her, and then my chips, and then I pour my soda on her desk.
That's not fat kid behavior, though.
It's not.
Now, did you say anything to make her cry, or did those three things lead to
her? I mean,
those
three things pretty much did it.
Okay.
He sent me to the principal's office, and I sat there for 3 hours, and then my parents came and picked me up.
Did you have to stop at McDonald's on the way home or something because you were hungry?
No, I went straight to my room and got a whooping that made me never do it again.
BJ and Marion, folks. There you go. There's the full story about making the nun cry. We appreciate it, BJ. Go Astros.
Yep.
See, I'm laughing because I know him, and he's a big guy, and he doesn't have any qualms about it. And he's like, yeah, so I'm a fat kid,
and she asked
me to do something while I was eating. And you don't disrupt a fat kid while he's eating lunch.
I can understand that. I was a fat kid, too.
Aren't we? I feel like we were all fat kids. Not all of us.
I definitely was. Husky.
3934 was in school suspension for de-pantsing a buddy during PE class in fourth grade.
Got 96-83, got suspended for egging a teacher's house.
Mike and Marengo, we rode a substitute teacher so hard for multiple weeks that she finally snapped and threw a stapler at us. She was committed a week later. This is not necessarily a suspension story, but there was a substitute teacher when I was in high school that is no longer a substitute teacher, and it's because he basically choked a kid.
No.
who got under his nerves. And it's funny because this guy, right, I still have a subscription to my hometown newspaper, the DeWitt Observer, and this guy that was a substitute teacher writes letters to the editor all the time, just these hard right-wing screeds that make him sound like a lunatic. And all I can think of is, if people only knew that this guy got basic, and this is back pre-cell phone video, pre-Twitter, like that's back when something could happen and it could get swept under the rug. And that's exactly what it did. He did what? Okay, he's never going to be a substitute here again. And he never was. But other than that, only the people that were there that day know the story.
Yeah, nowadays that happens. It's all over the news.
A substitute PE teacher. And granted, my classmate was a little lippy with him, but this guy just, he goes full Michael Douglas in falling down on him. And you're like, whoa, something was not right with this guy to begin with. Now, I don't think he got any detention out of that, though. 319-366-1600. The story is still coming in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 449. And today was going to be, I felt, a fairly good stick to sports day, with the exception of one topic, And we haven't even gotten to that topic yet. And we'll see where things go. We have a couple of time to squeeze. See if we can find some really good ones. 55-51. I got 3 days in school suspension for putting a paper clip in a kid's ear while he was sleeping during a film strip.
Oh.
Yeah. 3 days seems excessively harsh for putting a paper clip into somebody's ear. 52-32, my friends and I got suspended in middle school when we all switched instruments. When a substitute band teacher was there, we all had no idea how to play each other's instruments. That sounds like there's a little double entendre going on there, and I'm not going to go down that road. Michael in Cedar Rapids, let's see. I finished the last month and a half of sixth grade on permanent in-school suspension. I was pretty much thrown out of every class, but the tipping point was when one of my teachers had a heart attack the evening after I told him everything that I didn't like about him at the end of class. The next day I came in and the principal met me at the bus and took me to in-school suspension. Well, I think we've reached the jumping off point. Unless you've inadvertently killed one of your teachers, you probably can't top that story. 366-1600. Kyle had one. I don't know if we don't have to. Well, if there's time on the back end of the big board, we'll let Kyle share his story. This is creepy. I don't know if I necessarily trust Kyle now knowing this.
This changes everything.
It's kind of a game changer. 451. I mean, it's really creepy. Did he say he was in second grade? Third grade?
I can't remember what grade he said he was in.
Grade school.
I kind of blocked that part out of it and remember the rest of the story.
A little too vividly. 451, you're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, KGYM Radio.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store.
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our AutoCraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
For over 30 years, IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs. Learn more at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
Hey boss, is our computer network up and running yet?
No, they're still working on it.
It's been over 2 days. How much longer is it going
to
be?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be working fine, so I didn't think we needed to do anything. Then, when we lost all our files to that virus, I called some guy and he said our virus protection and backups weren't working correctly. He's still trying to get our files back.
I told you we needed to call IT Solutions before we had a problem.
I know.
The office where my brother works uses IT Solutions, and they aren't having any problems. My sister's business had a virus slip through, but they had all their files back in 30 minutes.
I wish that was us.
Well, since we can't get any work done around here, go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com now.
IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs for over 30 years. Learn more at ineedmycomputerstowork.com before it's too late.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
454, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, continuing on towards 7 o'clock. And this is a sports talk radio station, and we will talk sports today. I promise you that, look, it's a three-hour program. We'll eventually find 7 minutes to talk about basketball. But until then, Kyle's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa women's basketball team got a commitment today from a familiar name, that being Iowa City West forward Logan Cook. She averaged 15 points and 6 rebounds as a junior last season and will continue a Cook legacy in Iowa City. Her father Marv was a tight end at Iowa under Hayden Fry, and brother Drew will be a redshirt sophomore on the football team. Former Linmar Lion and North Carolina Tar Heel Marcus Page struck a deal today with the Charlotte Hornets on a two-way contract. The two-way contract concept is new to the NBA and allows the Hornets to hold Page's rights while he plays primarily for their G League affiliate in Greensboro, but also gives them the freedom to use him on the NBA squad for up to 45 days. The Colonels beat the Clinton Lumber Kings last night 8-7 in 11 innings. With Travis Blankenhorn at the plate, a pass ball allowed Joe Cronin to score the walk-off run from third. They also made another move today, bringing in infielder Jordan Gore from Elizabethton, trading places with George Munoz as he returns to Elizabethton after a short stint in Cedar Rapids. They'll open a 3-game series with the Kane County Cougars today with Evan Sanders on the mound opposite Sam McWilliams, and first pitch set for 6:35. The UNI football team held their media day this afternoon, and we'll hear all about that when Dargan Southard joins us in Hour 3, also at 6:35. The Twins are wrapping up an afternoon game today with the Padres. They lead 5-2 in the top of the ninth. That'll be done by the time our show's over, so you can keep it here and enjoy some ultra-modern ESPN programming.
Okay, Kyle, you've got about 90 seconds. You need to creep everybody out because you tell this story, and I think every time anybody hears you open your mouth again that listens to this program, all they're going to do is picture creepy Kyle Mann as a middle schooler. We undersold your age here. You were a little bit older.
I'm going to tie up the phone line so no one calls and complains. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, this is. I'm not super proud of this. You guys will think it's weird, but it doesn't represent me. This was sixth grade. And we're doing a spelling test in Miss Girard's class. And it was obviously really quiet. And I was nervous. So I picked my thumb a little bit too much. And it started bleeding. And it was a real gusher. But I wanted to finish this test.
What do you mean you picked your thumb?
Like, I'm nervous. I'm doing it right now, actually. Not necessarily because I'm nervous. It just never went away. But I dug a little too deep. It was bleeding. And it was a real gusher. And I didn't want to make a scene. I didn't want to miss the rest of the test. And so I was just sitting there doing the test. And I don't know why I did what I did next, but I started to take my mechanical pencil, no lead, and take the tip of it and dip it into the blood on my thumb as if it was like a feather dipping into ink. And then
you were Todd from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, Todd from Wedding Crashers. And I wrote a couple words in blood. And I had a girl next to me.
You said you wrote your name in blood at the top of the paper.
Well, I did that too. For my name and the first couple words before this girl named Abby noticed and told on me. And Miss Girard, she didn't know what to say. She just sent me to the principal. She didn't even have anything to say.
That's
I don't know what you do say.
It's a real Depardieu. Hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way after this.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get 4 lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires 1 line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 GB promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, 2 for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, 2 for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news from Major League Baseball. The Tigers waive right-hander Justin Verlander. If he clears waivers, Verlander could still be traded, although he'd have to approve the deal. One final on the scoreboard today. The Blue Jays beat the White Sox in Chicago 5-1. Tigers and Yankees waiting out a rain delay in the eighth inning in New York, with the Tigers leading 2-0. Ninth inning in San Diego, the Twins lead the Padres 5-2. Wednesday night baseball on ESPN Radio and TV. The Indians and the Red Sox in Boston at 7 Eastern. LSU offensive lineman Maya Tehema is now suspended from the team indefinitely. Coach Ed Orgeron said 2 days ago Tehema was not at practice because of academic issues. Coach Ara Parseghian, who led Notre Dame football to 2 national championships, died today at his home in Indiana. During his 11 years as head coach, the Irish lost only 17 games. Parseghian was 94 years old.
Brought to you by JCPenney. Guys, get to JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Guys, get to JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get